Passengers who feared for their lives are suing JetBlue. The NTSB is to host a General Aviation Safety Forum. And the Sierra Nevada Corporation sues to get its military contract reinstated. This is Aero News for Thursday, June 14, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. 10 passengers filed a lawsuit Wednesday against JetBlue Airways, claiming they feared for their lives when a pilot had to be physically restrained after running through the cabin yelling about Jesus and Al-Qaeda during a New York to Las Vegas flight in March, so reports the Associated Press. The lawsuit claims the airline was grossly negligent in allowing Captain Clayton Osmond to fly. A flight attendant's ribs were bruised as passengers tried to restrain Osmond, but no one on board was seriously hurt. The March 27th flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas. As for the pilot, Osmond faces a hearing Friday morning in Amarillo to determine if he is mentally competent to stand trial. He faces federal charges of interfering with a flight crew. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. An airline spokesman did not immediately comment Wednesday on the lawsuit. The NTSB released a video to YouTube on Wednesday featuring board member Earl Weiner announcing a General Aviation Safety Forum to be held next week in Washington, D.C. In the video, Weiner says there were 1,466 general aviation accidents in the U.S. in 2011 and that there were very few new accidents. He says that the causes of the accidents are, quote, almost always a repeat of previous ones. This must change, end quote. The General Aviation Safety Forum, Climbing to the Next Level, will be held in the NTSB's headquarters in Washington, D.C., June 19th and 20th. It is open to the public and free of charge. Weiner says that it will raise awareness about the most common causes of general aviation accidents and highlight the prevalent safety issues impacting the general aviation segment of the aviation community. Among the topics to be discussed are pilot training and performance, pilot access to and use of weather-related information, aircraft design, certification, and maintenance. There will also be information about new technologies and practices which may help improve general aviation safety. If you can't be there, the forum will be available via a webcast. Details are available at www.ntsb.gov. In response to the lawsuit filed by Hawker Beechcraft, Sierra Nevada Corporation, SNC, has filed an action in the United States Court of Federal Claims on Tuesday to seek reinstatement of the U.S. Air Force light air support contract awarded to the company last December. SNC partnered with Embraer to provide the A-29 Super Tucano for the LAS mission, following a lawsuit by the disqualified competitor, read that as Hawker Beechcraft. The Air Force set aside the contract in March and opened a commander-directed investigation into the source selection process. According to SNC, the cancellation of the contract was an extreme response to what appears to be just paperwork errors on the part of the Air Force. Moreover, SNC says the revised request for proposal issued by the Air Force is now tilted in favor of the competition. Again, read Hawker Beechcraft. SNC says they have not received adequate explanation for the termination of the contract, the reopening of the competition, or the readmission of Hawker Beechcraft into the competition. The Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security says the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol should not buy any more UAVs until it can manage what they've got. Specifically, the IG's office concluded that, quote, Customs and Border Patrol did not plan to have enough money to support UAV equipment as well as operations and maintenance. The agency lacks a formal process for managing and prioritizing mission requests for its UAVs, and it does not properly seek reimbursement of any expenses incurred while its UAVs fulfill mission requests from other agencies. Customs and Border Patrol should produce plans to address these shortfalls, end quote. Customs and Border Patrol have a current fleet of 10 UAVs acquired at a cost of over $152 million, and operational bases have been set up in Sierra Vista, Arizona, Corpus Christi, Texas, Cocoa Beach, Florida, and Grand Forks, North Dakota. China is expected to launch a piloted space capsule to dock with an experimental space laboratory as early as this Saturday. The launch is a trial run for eventually docking a capsule with a Chinese space station. If successful, this month's launch will be another milestone for China's space program and provide more fodder for U.S. speculation about Chinese intentions. U.S. officials have been concerned about China's space program for some time now. Some argue that it is driven by military objectives, while others claim China wants to beat us back to the moon. As we reported yesterday, at least one of the three occupants of that capsule will be China's first female astronaut. Meanwhile, back down on Earth in China, if the EU chooses to impose fines or other punishments against China for violating the terms of its emissions trading scheme, China says it stands ready to retaliate by impounding European aircraft which land at Chinese airports. The China Air Transport Association delivered its warning at the IATA meeting in Beijing. EU Commissioner Connie Hedegaard has given international carriers until the end of this week to submit data concerning carbon emissions or face, quote, enforcement action, end quote. Impounding aircraft is one of the enforcement actions allowed by the legislation that created the EU's ETS. Many world governments, though, along with China and including the United States, have steadfastly refused to participate in the plan. When Aero News continues, win a ride on a Connie. The F-35B Lightning II flies for the first time. And will you be the first on your block to own a volocopter?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3320.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, June 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. 2012 marks Lockheed Martin's centennial anniversary, and the company is holding a centennial flight contest to be held in conjunction with the 2012 Farnborough International Air Show. The contest invites Lockheed Martin's Twitter and Facebook followers to share personal stories related to aviation history for a chance to claim a seat aboard a historic Lockheed Super Constellation flight at Farnborough in the United Kingdom on Tuesday, July 10th. This flight is part of the celebration of Lockheed Martin's 100th anniversary. The aircraft will also be on static display and can be visited at Farnborough for the duration of the air show, which runs July 9th to the 15th. To enter the contest, individuals must submit a brief essay, 250 words or less, please, and a photo that conveys how aviation history influenced their path to becoming an aviation enthusiast or avgeek. Submissions will be accepted online from now through June 18th. 5 winners will be selected. Lockheed Martin is commemorating its centennial with special events, stories from its history, and community service projects culminating at the Paris Air Show next June. The Marine Corps' fifth-generation fighter, the F-35B Lightning II, made its first flight at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida on Tuesday, signaling the start of the next era of marine aviation on the cusp of last weekend's centennial of marine aviation celebrations in Washington, D.C. The F-35B Lightning II is the Marine Corps' short takeoff, vertical landing variant of the aircraft that enables forces to operate in harsh conditions and remote locations where few airfields are available for a conventional aircraft. The F-35B is part of the Marine Corps' ongoing effort to modernize its aging fleet of aircraft and to take advantage of fifth-generation technology that will greatly enhance its ability to meet the Marines' expeditionary operating requirements at sea and ashore. The F-35B will replace 3 legacy aircraft, the F-A-18 Hornet, the EA-6B Prowler, and the AV-8B Harrier, saving the Department of Defense approximately $1 billion in legacy operations and maintenance costs. Now, for those who prefer to travel in a slightly different style, Tropic Ocean Airways, South Florida's seaplane airline, has announced it has begun regular service between the Miami Seaplane Base and North Bimini. The airline, which began regular service 4 days per week to the Bahamian island from Fort Lauderdale in March, added the Miami Seaplane Base as a stop on its regular route. Flights will depart Fort Lauderdale and stop in Miami prior to the short yet scenic 30-minute flight to North Bimini. The seaplane landing on North Bimini saves additional time, as passengers will not have to spend valuable vacation time traveling from the South Bimini Airport via taxi and ferry. Tropic Ocean Airways was founded by a former Navy Top Gun in 2009. A team of A. James Clark School of Engineering students will fly their new human-powered helicopter, Gamera 2. The vehicle is an improved version of Gamera 1, which last year set world records for flight duration. Like Gamera 1, Gamera 2 is an enormous hand- and pedal-powered X-shaped vehicle that has four rotors and is 103 feet across diagonally. But Gamera 2 weighs only 71 pounds, an amazing 35 pounds lighter than the previous vehicle, and features enhanced rotor design, an improved transmission, and a redesigned cockpit. The team expects that Gamera 2 is capable of flights lasting longer than 60 seconds, a major step forward toward competing for the Sikorsky Prize and remaining ahead of its competitors. Gamera 2 is due to be rolled out for a media test flight next week on the 20th. Well, the idea of commuting to and from in a personal aircraft is not a new one. Over the years, people have dreamed up hovercraft, flying cars, flying saucers, and a whole lot more. Now a company called eVolo is envisioning the Volocopter. From the copter part, you figured out that this is a helicopter, and you're right. But the Volocopter has 18, count them, 18 rotors powered by 18 motors, and it's electric. To say this thing looks bizarre is an understatement. It's like a cockpit with a spiderweb above it and a rotor at every cross-junction. eVolo says they plan to develop three models, a single-seater commuter, a two-seater, and an unmanned cargo copter. Each will be able to travel at least an hour at 60 miles per hour at altitudes of up to 6,500 feet, taking off and landing vertically right from your driveway. For extended trips, the two-seater comes with a gas-powered range-extending engine, a lot like the Chevy Volt. The website device.com says it expects the Volocopter to come in at about six figures, more than a new car, but far cheaper than a traditional helicopter. There's a saying about helicopters, about how they don't fly, they just beat the air into submission. Well, for my money, this Volocopter looks more like the legendary Vegematic, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it not only chops, but slices, dices, and even makes julienne fries out of thin air. That's today's report for Aero News. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.